Blog Talk Radio.
This is Spartan War.
Now more than ever before, the people are responsible for the character of their Congress. If that body be ignorant, reckless, and corrupt, it is because the people tolerate ignorance, recklessness, and corruption. Until now.
You feel that?
I am your captain for this two-hour pleasure cruise where we are dedicated to the fight and the preservation of freedom regardless of the cost. Remember, shipmates, freedom is not cheap, but we can't afford it. It is tyranny that we cannot afford. All right, you want to be a part of the program today? 646-716-7978. That's 646-716-7978. All right, you know it as well as I do. As long as there's one stinking liberal on planet friggin' Earth, it is a very, very, very busy news day. Well, today is no exception, and there's lots and lots and lots of very evil people out there that are just desperate to take away your freedom. So let's lift this jib and get this ship underway. Okay, we are officially underway and headed out to sea. Bosun mate, shift colors. All right, America, our revolution is on. And this is Fargan War. I can't begin to tell you how just beside myself I am today. I think I'm going to lose it today. I'm going to do everything in my power to contain myself, but I'm not convinced that I can do it. I am not convinced that I will be able to contain myself today. I don't know if anybody ever heard this last night and yesterday. It was all over the news. It was all over everywhere. So I'm pretty sure that you did hear it. About what this administration wants to use yet another government agency to inflict his tyranny again on the American people. If you don't know what I'm talking about, it's Barack Obama's brown shirt spies will soon be used to monitor newsrooms unless you stand up and fight. Well, let me tell you something. The revolution is on. The war is on. It's on now. We are in full war mode. And if we're going to sit here and allow these people to just run roughshod over us again and do nothing, we don't deserve our rights. If your rights are not important to you, you do not deserve them. Well, my rights are important to me. My freedom is important to me. And I do deserve it. Our forefathers fought and died to give each and every one of us that most precious gift called freedom. And if we don't respect it, we don't deserve it. Well, I do respect it. I'm one, I'd like to think that our forefathers did not die in vain, but I'm having great difficulty anymore. Why did these men fight and why did they die? Just so we can turn over everything that they fought for? Just to hand it over? To who? The governing class? Well, that's not their job. That's not their role as government. Their role as government is not to work for them. Their goal is to work for us. And when was the last time this government worked for you, huh? Obamacare? You think that was working for you? 50 million people out of work? And now, according to Joe Biden, well, they're going to be happy with 5 million people signed up. Well, that's still less than the amount of people who lost their insurance because of this so-called Affordable Care Act. Meanwhile, where's the rest of the 50 million people? Where are those people? The 50 million people that this entire stupid act was run through in the middle of the night for? Where are those 50 million people? How come none of those people got insured? Huh? There is not one person who has signed up for Obamacare, made a payment, and the insurance company knows that. They have their information. They cannot go to the doctor and just get their insurance like they thought they used to. They don't have it. The goddamn program isn't even completed yet. It's not finished. Not to mention it's very insecure. And they wonder why no one's signing up. Well, one, they can't afford it. Two, they're afraid that their information's going to be hacked. Goddamn believable. I swear to God. I mean, it's just one thing after another, and it just doesn't stop. And do you think we have, I mean, we've got Republican Congress, or a Republican House of Representatives. That's where it all starts. Impeachment processes start in the House. The buck starts with the House. How long have you been Speaker of the House, Mrs. Boehner? 3 years? And what have you done to control any spending? Well, you allowed the Democrats to close the government for a couple of weeks, and then you just couldn't wait to surrender. Is that an accomplishment you're proud of, Mr. Boehner? Or Mrs. Boehner, I should say? You see, misters have penises. Missuses have vaginas. And if you do have a penis, Mrs. Vagina, now is the time to show it. You're not working for us, you're working for you. That's why, Mrs. Boehner, you are fired. But getting back to the brown shirts now that are going to, well, they're trying to. It's not implemented yet. Hopefully, if we got enough American people to stand up and fight this and bitch, piss, and moan and do something about it, maybe we might be able to stop it. But I thought we had enough people to stop what the health care, stop a lot of other things that this administration has done. But where were the people? Well, we had a few Tea Party members bitch, piss, and moan. Did we get anything done? No. This government is far too powerful. And you, the voter, allowed them. You voted for their power. You voted for these people to steal, literally steal, power from you. They stole your power. Well, what they haven't stolen yet, and they're working on it, but they have not stolen the vote. They're doing everything they can to steal that vote. That's why they're bringing all over these, that's why they're bringing all these illegal aliens across the border. They're not coming over here to be citizens. They're coming over here to vote. That's it. To vote Democrat. That's it. So old Bill O'Reilly swears up and down that Nazism could never come to the United States. No, we've got checks and balances. Really, Mr. O'Reilly, or should I say Mrs. O'Reilly? I think we'll call her that. She sounds like a Mrs. to me. This is Mrs. O'Reilly from the other day. We played this, but we're going to play it again. This is Mrs. O'Reilly with Ben Carson. Real quick then. Go ahead and go with this one.
See, I don't believe that Nazism could happen in the USA. I don't think it could happen, nor could communism happen here.
Let me tell you something, Mrs. O'Reilly. Nazism is here. It is alive, and it is well. And you and other people like you, Mrs. O'Reilly, are allowing it to happen by purposely ignoring the reality. That's right, Mrs. O'Reilly, you. You're out there telling, oh, that could never happen. Nazism could never happen. See, these are the people this was a history teacher for crying out loud. Mrs. O'Reilly was a goddamn history teacher. You ever stop to think and wonder why Mrs. O'Reilly is no longer a teacher? Maybe because she didn't really understand the history? I don't know. There's a story there. I don't know what it is. But then he went off to be a reporter or something. But let me tell you something, Mrs. O'Reilly. Nazism is here, and it's now. The First Amendment says, very plainly, Congress shall make no law abridging the freedom of speech or of the press. However, under this tyrannical administration, And if you think for one second that the Obama administration is not a tyrannical administration, again, it goes back to that whole thing where you need to see a doctor and you've got something wrong with your squash that needs to be fixed. Either you need to put something in your brain or take something out of your brain. Whatever it is, I don't know. But your brain is not functioning properly. And it's not functioning properly because you don't listen. If you're not going to use your brain, it's not going to do anything. If you're going to allow your brain just to be stagnant, it's not going to do a damn thing for anybody. You have to use your brain, Mrs. O'Reilly. You have to think. You have to listen. You have to pay attention. Maybe you're going to think a little differently about Nazism when they've got people right up your ass in your newsroom, Mrs. O'Reilly. The federal government watching and listening to everything you do and everything you say. Now, if you've ever listened to this program, you know for a fact that I have zero respect for the media. None. I don't. Until they have respect for me, I cannot possibly have any respect for them. And that goes for anybody. Not just the media, anybody, any human being. Well, what do I mean they don't have any respect for me? Well, one, I don't like being lied to. Two, I don't like getting only the truth that they want to give me. That's disrespectful to me. Now, if that's not disrespectful to you, well, I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to tell you. Go back to your cave and stay there. Crawl back under your rock until your brain is completely developed. As much as I cannot stand the media, and I have no respect for them, I still have no respect for the federal government, who has no business whatsoever monitoring newsrooms. Newsrooms. All in the guides of, well, critical information. The American people, they need to have this critical information. What critical information? Your propaganda? How great and wonderful this administration is, but how great and wonderful the middle class, and we've got all these people signing up for Obamacare, and we've got the job, the unemployment rate's dropping. The only reason why the unemployment rate is dropping because everybody's unemployment insurance has run out. And so did the jobs. You, President Satoru, you and your little minions, your FCC and the EPA and all your other little organizations, you got rid of these jobs. All for, well, national security, and we got to save the planet. Save the planet? Let's try saving this country before we start saving this planet. The planet ain't going no goddamn where. We couldn't destroy this planet if we wanted to. I'm sorry, but there's no way that human beings can possibly destroy the planet. If you believe that, well, then you're not only are you ignorant, but you're arrogant. That's not to say that we need to go out and start creating more and more and more pollution. Nobody's saying that. And if that's what you heard me say, well, then you're an idiot. You were not paying attention. You're not focused. Therefore, you have no business being a part of the goddamn conversation. Shut up and pay attention. Jesus Christ. Possibly allow the federal government to come in here and monitor newsrooms. How can we do this? Why would we do it? And Greta Van Susteren, I got a couple of clips of her talking to, I don't know if we're going to get to them today or not, but she came up with, who in their right minds would have ever thought this? Well, you know, Greta, I love you. I do. You're a good girl. She's one of my girls. But who in their right minds? This is part of their government. This is what they want to do. This is their goal. They're achieving their goal. If they are going to be completely tyrannical, which is their goal, where they have, the government has the total control, this is all a part of it. And again, Mrs. O'Reilly, this is called Nazism. You understand, Mrs. O'Reilly? This is Nazism. This is what Nazis did. You do not have to be wearing brown shirts and lightning bolts on your collar and throwing Jews in ovens to be a goddamn Nazi. Jesus Christ, you are a friggin' history teacher? Good God, what the hell's the matter with you, O'Reilly? Jesus Christ, Nazi stands for National Socialist Party. You didn't learn that. Look, I learned it when I was a kid. My grandparents went through the Depression, went through World War II. I didn't need to learn it in school. I already learned it from them. And here you went all the way through college. Goes to show you what you really learn in college. You can fill volumes of what you don't learn in college. And Mrs. O'Reilly has proved it. This is Nazism. This is not hyperbole. If you've studied the Nazis of what they did, this is exactly what they did. They did monitor their newspapers. They did monitor all radio, everything. Any kind of communication whatsoever, they did monitor it. They did control it. They controlled your lives. They controlled everything about you. That's Nazism. That's what socialism brings. Socialism does bring tyranny. Sometimes it takes a little while longer, and sometimes, boom, comes right up. Well, this country has been turning tyrannical for many years, but with this administration, this Obama administration, I mean, it escalated immediately. The moment that this man first took office, tyranny ensued. We've had enough from all the other presidents since George Washington. And now this guy just completely blew it out of the goddamn water. And if you're okay with that, you're fine with that. And what did Mrs. O'Reilly say the other day? Something about Obama is a patriot? He really believes he's doing good for the country? What good? And he respects that. Mrs. O'Reilly respects the president for doing what he's doing. How can you respect this? How can you respect? You're supposedly supposed to be a journalist now because you, I guess, were kicked out of becoming a teacher because you obviously didn't know history. How are you going to feel when the federal government is up your ass monitoring everything that you do, Mrs. O'Reilly? Are you going to like that? Are you going to call that Nazism? Well, that could never happen because of checks and balances, he says. Checks and balances. Checks and balances. If we had checks and balances, first of all, we would not have Obamacare. We would have not had a stimulus package that went only to union members' hands, or union bosses' hands, I should say, and into their friends so they can open up these goddamn companies that had no business, or no intent of conducting business. And they didn't. Their intent was to run the business into the ground. They had no business, no intent of conducting any business. All they wanted was that sweet multi-million-dollar bonus check at the end after the company went bankrupt. And guess who paid for that? That's right, you. $500 million went to a Fisker Auto, that Fisker Auto company, to make luxury electric cars. Well, if the whole point, so many things wrong with that. First of all, giving any company $500 million from the taxpayers is ridiculous. Goddamn ridiculous. But the whole point is to turn people over from fossil fuel engines to electric engines. Because we got to save the planet because, you know, all the ice is melting. All the polar bears are dying. The planet's melting. It's on fire. Al Gore swears up and down, we've got a fever. The planet has a fever. No, Mr. Gore, or I guess we're going to have to call him Mrs. Gore. You have the fever. Your brain has been melted by that fever. You don't have much of it left. God. You want to control internet content? Commentary that meets the public's critical information needs. That's what it's called, sin. Critical information needs. I wonder what that critical information is. Well, the Tea Party's racist. Fox News is underfunding Obamacare. Is that the critical information you're talking about? Those, in quotations, needs will be defined by the administration, and news outlets that do not comply with the government standards could face uncertain future. What do you think that uncertain future is? Fines? Imprisonment? The company is wiped away. Company shut down. No longer allowed to do business. What do you think those? What do you think that punishment's going to be? That uncertain future. What do you think it's going to be, Mrs. O'Reilly? Since you swear up and down, Nazism could never happen in America because we have checks and balances. So you tell me, Mrs. O'Reilly, what do you think that uncertain future means? My God. And then the report goes on to say it's hard to imagine that a project is more at odds with the First Amendment. Well, this is just one of them out of many. Hate speech. Hate speech is a violation of your First Amendment. Oh, wait a minute. You can't say that. Hate speech. Oh, that's horrible. What do you mean? Well, what is hate speech? Because you don't like it? Every time I hear a goddamn liberal just open up their friggin' mouth and say hello, to me, that's hate speech. Everything that comes out of their goddamn filthy sewers they call a mouth is hate. Every goddamn word of it. But it's okay for them to hate. But, oh, you Tea Party, oh, goddamn it. When was the last time you saw somebody burning the American flag, dropping their drawers, and taking a dump on that burning flag? Did you ever see that at a Tea Party? Hell goddamn no, you didn't. How many times did you see that at an Occupy Wall Street convention or protest or whatever the hell it was, a meeting, whatever? I don't even know what you call it. Protest? What were they protesting? Wall Street? The very Wall Street that this president is in bed with? Look, the United States government is in bed with Wall Street, both Republican and Democrat. If you don't believe that, I mean, again, you got to go back under your rock and wait there till your brain is completely developed, because I don't want to listen to you. I don't want to listen to any ignorance, any stupidity. I have no patience for it anymore from any goddamn direction. Jesus Christ. The initiative known around the agency as the CIN, C-I-N, pronounced sin. Well, if you do believe in sin, if this is not a sin, I don't know what the hell is. It's a bit of a mystery even to the insiders. Well, it's supposed to be. See, because if an insider finds out what they're really doing, well, then someone might spill the beans. That's why they don't tell these people. They get these people to do these jobs. They get the law enforcement, the EPA. They think that these people are actually doing their dirty work for them. They're actually doing something good. They don't tell them why they're really doing it. All in the guise of national security. All in the guise of this. All in the guise of that. Whatever guise that they want to use. Whatever they want to pull out of their ass at the time they want to pull it out. And these people that follow orders, don't give me, no. I don't use that. No. I cannot and will not ever accept that goddamn lame, weak, pitiful, frickin' excuse. I'm just following orders. Really? Just following orders. Well, so were the Nazis who were throwing those Jews in the ovens. They were just following orders. Think about that, EPA. Think about that, FBI, law enforcement, FCC. The next time you get an order to do something, think about what that order really is. And if you don't have enough in you to reject it and say, no, I disobey that order, you don't have enough, you got no business being there. When I was in the military, we did have the right. If an officer gave us a direct order, that was going to be, well, we didn't believe that was right. We did have the right to disobey the order, especially if it was going to get somebody hurt or killed or this or that, treasonous, this, that, whatever it is. You have that right to disobey a direct order, so don't give me this goddamn excuse that you're just following orders. Because those Nazis that put those Jews in the ovens, they were just following orders. Matter of fact, Germany just arrested 3 more guards just the other day that they found. They're still arresting guards from World War II. They were just following orders. You still think Nazism can't come to the United States, Mrs. O'Reilly? What more proof do you need? I keep picking on this guy, but you know what? I mean, I'm just sick and tired of people in the media that get away with this crap. And nobody says anything to him. Well, I got a lot of high friends in a lot of low places. And the word around the campfire is Mrs. O'Reilly is not very well respected or liked around the Fox News organization. He doesn't have very many friends. And if you've ever watched his show, maybe you might pick up on why he doesn't have very many friends. How the hell Dennis Miller puts up with him is mind-boggling to me. Dennis Miller is much more intelligent than to be putting up with Bill O'Reilly. And Laura Ingraham, I love Laura Ingraham. She's another one of my girls. A very intelligent woman. How she puts up with this creep, I don't know. They're stronger and better people than me because I wouldn't. Jesus, God almighty. Ajit Pai, who is one of five FCC commissioners, says this has never been put to an FCC vote. It was just announced. Well, of course it's just announced. Look, we've got a king now. Okay, he is our supreme leader. He doesn't need the Congress. We don't have a Congress anymore. We don't have a Speaker of the House who understands that he just lost his goddamn job because the president took it away from him. So he's not going to fight it. He's going to allow it to continue. Well, look, if you allow somebody to do something like this and you have the power to stop them and you allow them to do it, you're just as guilty. Actually, you are much more guilty because what you're doing is you're opening up the door and facilitating that crime to be committed. And yes, what's going on in this country right now is a crime. What this administration is doing is criminal. You don't believe me? You don't think Fast and Furious is criminal? Really? How about Benghazi? You don't think any criminal activity went into Benghazi? We don't need to rehash what happened in there. How about IRS? You don't think that's criminal at all? Really? That wasn't a violation of any parts of the Bill of Rights? That wasn't a violation of any part of the Constitution. Really? That's not criminal? Well, then somebody needs to explain to me what the hell criminal activity is then. Jesus Christ almighty. How about the stimulus package? You don't think that's criminal? Taking, what, $800 billion, almost $1 trillion of the American taxpayers' money? Stole it from you. This president reached his grubby little paws into your wallet and took out all of your money because, see, you're not responsible enough to spend it. You don't know how to spend your money wisely. We do. We're the government. And we need that money because my donors, my campaign donors need to be paid back and they need to make a commission on it. They need to make more money on it. This is an investment to them. Look, a campaign donation is not a monetary investment. You're giving your money so this person can use it to do whatever he needs to do in the campaign, buy the fuel for his little bus and his plane trips and commercials and this and that and the little buttons and stickers and whatnot. It's not a monetary investment. You don't get that money back. Once you give that money to a politician, that's it. It's gone. It's done. You don't get that money back. But what happened? They not only got that money back, but they got a hell of a return to boot. Did we have a responsible enough media to say anything? Well, we had a couple of reporters said a couple of things. But did the American people get irate over it? No. You're lazy. We got a lazy American public, and I'm sick of it. And what really makes me sick is we've got a lot of people, at least half the country that isn't lazy. We got at least half the country that's smart. The other half has their head up their ass, literally, physically. Mentally, every way possible, their head is directly up their ass. Well, when your head is up your ass, first of all, you can't see anything because it's dark up there. Second of all, you can't hear anything because you're surrounded. And third, if you don't notice, I'm sure it stinks. I don't know what it's like to have my head up my ass, but I'm pretty positive that it's going to stink. And all you people that allow this stuff to go, you're just over-exaggerating. Really? Again, I hate to keep going back to this Nazism, but that's what the German people did. Well, it's not really that. It's not that bad. They're doing it for us. It's all in our the name of our security, and it's for our best good. It's for our interest. The government knows how to take care of us better than we do, so they allowed it to happen. And then when they finally realized exactly what was really going on, most of those people had no idea. They got the Jews to follow them into their little ghettos. Oh, we're going to keep you secure. We're going to keep you safe. Yeah, they'll keep them safe. They'll keep them secure, all right. If you don't know what happened during World War II with the Nazis, I suggest you get out a book. Start reading. Start understanding what these people actually did. Start comparing to what happened. And now, look, Nazis have been around since time immemorial. Don't get hung up on the word Nazi, because just being a Nazi does not mean that you're burning Jews. There's a lot more to Nazism than just that. Nazism is tyranny. Nazi stands for Socialist Party, the National Socialist Party. And if you cannot see the comparisons between what the Nazi regime did and what this regime is doing, again, you have no business being a part of the conversation. If you don't know the issue, you have no business talking about it. Period. Especially with the Second Amendment. Good God Almighty. You listen to a liberal talk about the Second Amendment and you're just sitting there, you're dumbfounded. It's like, what the hell are these people talking about? Do they even know what the Second Amendment means? Do they even know what it says? Have they even read it? The only thing that they know, the Second Amendment, is guns. And guns are bad. Guns kill people, so you can't have them. That's all they know. That's all they see. That's all they hear. Let me tell you something. That Second Amendment is going to save your ass one day, and that day is coming soon. That day is today. This war is on, period. We don't need to be fighting with guns. We need to fight with our brains, and we need to fight with our vote. And if you're afraid to fight, get the hell out of the goddamn war. You hear me, Mrs. Boehner? If you're afraid to fight, how about you, Mrs. King, Mrs. McConnell, Mrs. McCain, Mrs. Graham, now Mrs. Issa? You broke my heart, Mrs. Issa. God damn you. God damn you. What did you do? I expected it from Boehner. I expected it from King. But from you, Daryl Issa? Unacceptable. Unacceptable. I cannot forgive you. I cannot forgive you, especially after I've been praising you, I've been backing you, and then you go ahead and you stab me in the goddamn back, you stab this country in the back, you expect me to continue to have respect for you? Mrs. Issa, you disappointed me. I don't think there's any way that you could possibly make up for what you did. I don't feel sorry for you. You're fired. So we have this, one of the FCC commissioners. Also, there's another commissioner that was a Clyburn. You know who this Clyburn is. Well, his daughter was appointed as a commissioner. I wonder why. Maybe because Clyburn is a real big fat socialist liberal. And this president realized that, and he's got a socialist liberal daughter, so we've got to put them in the FCC. As far as I'm concerned, the FCC, that entire agency, it needs to be stripped down to a skeleton crew. The EPA stripped down to a skeleton crew. There's nothing wrong with the FCC, the intent, but it's never the intent. It's never what they claim it's going to be for. And again, if you're that ignorant and you're just that obtuse that you can't see it, you have to stay out of the conversation. You have no business talking about things you know nothing about. You want to monitor communications to make sure that, you know, there shouldn't be really that much. I mean, I don't know really what the FCC really, their intent really, their purpose really is. If we are supposed to have a First Amendment, which I know it's been redacted. I think there's a comma left, and that's about it. Maybe a period. But if we are to have a true First Amendment, we don't need an FCC. We've got the First Amendment. You have the right to say what you want. You have the right to print what you want. The American people have the right to either accept it or reject it. If they keep buying your goddamn lousy, stupid newspapers, well, then the American people deserve to be ignorant. But if they're paying attention because of other people out there who are not reporting what these so-called newspapers are reporting, because the newspapers are only reporting the news that they want to report, only the facts that they want to report. And of course, those facts that they do report are so twisted and stretched and molded and turned into something completely different. It's a lie. That's why I have no respect for the media. But that does not mean that I think it's right for this administration to bring their little brown shirt spies in to newsrooms to monitor the press. That's our job. That's our job as a citizen to monitor the press. If we accept what they give us, that's fine. That's our business. But if we don't accept it, that's up to us to not buy their goddamn lousy newspapers anymore. That's up to us. That's our job. I'm sick and tired of this government taking away our job, our rights. This is our job to vote. We still have that right to vote. They have not taken that away yet. They're doing everything they can. So this election, you think this 2014 election is not the most important election that you've ever had? Yes, we've heard this a million times. We heard it in 2008. We heard it in 2010. We heard it in 2012. Well, this is it. This is do or die. If you want to be a Nazi, fine. Vote Democrat in 2014. Go ahead. Vote for every goddamn Democrat on the ballot. Every single one of them. If that's really what you want to be, you want to be held under tyrannical rule, well, then you go ahead and you vote Democrat. But if you don't want to be a Nazi, you do not want to be held under tyrannical rule, you need to vote responsibly. And the first thing that you need to do is to vote out all 28 of those assholes that voted for this crap the other day, or last week, 2 weeks ago, whenever it was. They go ahead and they vote for a bill to cloture, and then they vote against it because they know it's going to pass. And I'm supposed to respect that? Mrs. Issa, I don't care what the reason is. You just gave the president an open checkbook. We got a story with that, too. Wait till you see what this president is. The era of austerity is now over in the United States. When have we had austerity? We've got damn near $20 trillion in debt when this president is all said and done. We've got well over $17 trillion in debt. How is that austerity? Started off with, what, $5 or $6 trillion with Bush, and he brought it up to $10. And now this president has brought it up to 17, fast approaching 20. Explain to me, Mr. Satoru, Supreme Leader, King Obama. Explain to me how that is austerity. I'm curious. How the hell is $20 trillion in debt austerity? I mean, I'm just curious. Maybe I don't understand what the word austerity means. Maybe that's my problem. Maybe I learned the wrong word and thought that it was austerity, but it's something else. Maybe that's it. Maybe I'm at fault here. But when I learned the word austerity several years ago, it meant that, well, you got to be responsible with your checkbook. And if you don't have the money to spend, well, you can't spend it. You cut back. Well, we're spending far too much money, and we're getting farther and farther in debt. So we're going to do a whole bunch of cuts so we no longer keep ourselves in debt. We're going to try to get out of debt. See, to me, that's what austerity means. But maybe I'm wrong. I'm wrong. I could be wrong. Wouldn't be the first time I was ever wrong. Certainly not going to be the last. Project with Obama-esque rhetoric. Of course they do. That's what Nazis did, too. They promoted it. They promoted Nazism. I had no idea what they were promoting. But yet Nazism can never come to the United States, according to Mrs. O'Reilly. the history major. This study begins the charting of a course to a more effective delivery of necessary information to all citizens, said the FCC Commissioner Mignon Clyburn. Well, that's what I was talking about. That James Clyburn, you don't know who he is? He's a big, fat socialist liberal. Well, his daughter is an FCC commissioner. How do you think she got that job, huh? You think she got that job because of her own merit? Really? You don't think her daddy had a little something to do with that? Kind of like that Mika Dominski over there on Morning Joe? How do you think she got that job? How do you think she's on television? You don't think her rich liberal socialist daddy didn't have something to do with that? Really? Okay. I'm sick of this nepotism in government. Look, you're always going to have a little bit of nepotism everywhere. Okay, fine. I can understand a little bit of it. But if you are going to appoint, I got a member of Congress, and you're going to appoint their daughter, their wife, or their husband, or their son, into a position of authority, that is, to me, that's a conflict of interest. I think that's wrong. Just because your daddy is a big, fat socialist lib in the House of Representatives means that you get to have a commissionership in the FCC? And a more effective delivery of necessary information to all citizens? First of all, what does that word mean, necessary information? Who's to assume what is necessary? The government? Or is it the people? Who assumes what is necessary? Again, they've taken away your ability to think for yourself. You are not qualified to know what is necessary for you. You need the goddamn government to tell you what is necessary information. No, that's the government trying to control, again, propaganda, Mrs. O'Reilly. That's what Nazis did. They were masters at the propaganda. And so is this administration. They certainly got you hoodwinked, Mrs. O'Reilly, because you seem to think that this president is a patriot, and he's really, really doing he really believes that he's doing a good job for America, and you respect that. Really? You respect that? You respect tyranny? Is that what you respect? Do you understand what this administration is doing? Do you understand that this administration is tyrannical? Do you have any idea, Mrs. O'Reilly, what the hell you're talking about? Hell friggin' no, you don't. But yet your goddamn fat yap is like this. It just never shuts up. I am sick and tired of your ignorance and your arrogance, Mrs. O'Reilly. Just shut up. Maybe if you paid attention and listened once in a while, you might get yourself goddamn informed, and you might be able to have an actual goddamn intelligent conversation. Don't you dare tell me this crap again, that this president is doing the right thing for the country. What, taking away our rights? He completely destroyed the goddamn preamble of this Constitution. There's nothing left of that. Not even a period, not a comma, nothing. It's wiped away, clean, gone, done, doesn't exist. Article 1? I don't see a goddamn freaking word here in Article 1. We don't have a Congress anymore. I'm looking. I see nothing. The executive branch, well, it looks like the executive branch, that got really big. There's like a whole bunch of extra pages in here. Wow. The judicial branch, well, it's got a word or two here, and that's about it. And the Bill of Rights? I don't even want to look at the Bill of Rights. I don't want to cry. I don't want to look at the Bill of Rights and see that it's not there anymore. Well, it's not. I don't have to look at it to know that it's not there anymore. And if you're okay with that, you're okay with letting the government just take away every right and liberty that they want to whenever they want to, well, then you deserve it. But let me tell you something, there's at least half the country that don't deserve it, and we don't want it, and we are going to stand up and fight, and this goddamn war is on now. The war is on. I'm sorry. You don't like it? You don't like the word war? I don't like the word war either. I don't want to have to fight. But we will fight, and we will fight you. We will defeat you. You will no longer take away our rights and our liberties and our freedoms. You will no longer get away with it. We will fight you. We don't need to fight you with guns. We're going to fight you with the truth, and we're going to fight you with the vote. You want to dance, bitch? I'll bring the band. Let's boogie. Jesus Christ, oh, goddamn mighty. I told you I wouldn't be able to control myself today. I knew it! I don't know why. It just seems like sometimes I'm the only one who just gets just fired up, pissed off like this. And I'm sick and tired of people saying, well, you got to be civil. You can't have a conversation if you're not civil. Really? Remember when our forefathers were civil? How did that work out? If our forefathers had that same goddamn sentiment that we need to remain civil, we'd still be sending all the branches and bowing to the goddamn queen. I'm not bowing to nobody. Nobody. Including you, King Obama. I flat refuse to bow to you. I will no longer comply with any more of your goddamn rules and regulations. If there is ever a time for impeachment in this country, if there has ever time where a president needed to be impeached, this is it. But we've got a weak, coward Congress that flat refuses to do it. Why? Well, because the president's half black. What the hell does that mean? He's half white, too. Oh, but he doesn't look white. He looks black. Oh, so he looks black. That means he's beyond reproach. But if he was half black and he looked white, then I guess it's okay to impeach him? Huh? President has been criminal. Criminal. How many more people have to die because of this president's policies? This president's ignorance? This president's tyranny? Before somebody finally stands up and goes, wait a minute, we can't have any more of it. Well, we should have a responsible enough Congress that would stand up and fight, but they don't. So this is up to us with the vote. We need to vote them out. We need to put new people in. We need to vet these people. We need to go out there. We need to go door to door if we have to. Go door to door if you have to do it, and you find out is somebody qualified to be running for Congress. Let me tell you something. You do not have to have a college education to be a member of Congress. You do not have to be a military officer. You do not have to have a law degree to be a member of Congress. You do not have to be in the so-called in crowd to be a member of Congress. Here's what you need. The thing that you need. It's frickin' common sense. You get a bill that comes across your desk, you ask one question and one question only. How does this affect the American people? How does this benefit the American people? How does this benefit America? And if you can't answer that question, you have no business voting for it. That's the only thing that you need to do to be a member of Congress. You have to work for the American people. You do not work for yourself. We don't have enough of those people in our Congress. We've got a few. I thought we had a few more, but Mrs. Issa blew that one out of the water. I can't believe you stabbed me in the back like that, Mrs. Issa, after I defended you. I praised you. I stood up for you. I promoted you. And then you're going to go ahead and you're going to stab the entire country in the back? For what? What did you gain from this, Mrs. Issa? What did the country gain with this? Well, I'll tell you what the country gained. The country gained several million, trillion more dollars in debt. Was that your goal? Yeah, sort of freaking God. The so-called scholars. Oh, God, scholars. Every time I hear that word scholar, I want to puke. You know what makes you even more irate? Here's another thing. If this FCC is allowed if the American people allow the FCC to continue this kind of tyrannical movement on and destroy our First Amendment, which they've pretty much gotten rid of most of it anyway, but now this is just the final bits and pieces that are left. They're just mopping up the goo. But this is what really sets me off. The FCC isn't going to be the ones monitoring. No, 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 no. They're not going to do that. No, no, no. They're not going to have their own people go into these newsrooms and monitor these newsrooms. Oh, no, 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 no. They're going to hire outside contractors, which means that you, the American people, are going to have to pay billions more for it. That's right. The FCC can't do it themselves. They got to hire outside contractors. Well, how many times have this government hired an outside contractor? And how many times has that outside contractor been successful and got anything accomplished? Did we get a website that's functionable? All the people that we have in this country that can speak both English and Spanish, we couldn't find one person who could translate it. No, they had to hire an outside company. Professionals, they call it. Professionals. And they use the word prima, which is supposed to mean your premium, your monthly payment. But instead, it means your female cousin. So if you're Spanish, you're an illegal alien and you come over here, well, if you want health care, you got to pay for it with your female cousin. And I guess if you don't have a female cousin, it looks like you don't get health care. It's all the Tea Party's fault. It's Fox News' fault, too, by the way. It's Fox News and the Tea Party's fault because you don't have the right amount of female cousins to pay for health care. And now you want more outside government contractors. They already fired the one to build the website that's totally screwed it up. They got another one that has no idea what they're doing. They're probably more incompetent than the first one. And that's the point. It's not supposed to work. How come we don't have, I mean, think about it. Why hasn't anybody in Congress, the Speaker of the House, which is his job, to make sure that these so-called committees are doing their goddamn job? Why has nobody been prosecuted for $677 million thrown down the goddamn drain? You're forcing the American people to go into a website that's mandatory, a website that doesn't work. It's not been completed yet, and it's completely insecure. All your personal and private information is right out there for the taking. The only thing the hacker has to do is just start picking and grabbing whatever they want. Think for one second those hackers aren't already on there. Don't think for one second those hackers are not already in there. Of course they are. Of course they are. Don't be naive. Don't be obtuse. Don't be stupid. So the FCC commissioned a University of Southern California Annenberg School for Communication and Journalism. Already I've just vomited three times. And the University of Wisconsin-Madison Center for Communication and Democracy. I've just puked another three times. To do a study defining what information is, in quotations, critical for the citizens to have. Well, that's not up to you to decide what is critical. The scholars decided, in quotations, critical information is information that people need to live safe and healthy lives. Isn't it always that? Oh, the children. It's for children's safety. It's for the American people's safety. It's for national security. It's for healthy lives and to live safe. Again, I've just puked three more times. And to have full access to educational, employment, and business opportunities. Again, that's not up to the goddamn FCC. It's not up to the government to decide what kind of business opportunities. That's the market. Market is people. The market are people. People are companies. That's how it works. People form companies. They're in the market. The market will allow these so-called business opportunities. If nobody wants a stupid product, they're not going to buy it. What happens? Well, the company goes under. Well, the company shouldn't be bailed out by the government just because it went under. There's no market for their stupid product. Or they mismanage the company so bad, they don't deserve to be in business. Look, you're going to mismanage your checkbook, you're going to go bankrupt. You mismanage your business, well, your business is going to go bankrupt. But you mismanage the government? Well, you just raise taxes. That's easy to do. You're the king. You can raise taxes anytime you want to. Plus, you got an open checkbook thanks to the Republican Congress, 28 Republican members of Congress that gave you that checkbook, and you've already got your magic pen. So you can sign executive orders. You can write checks. Hell, you can do whatever you want to. You even got a phone. Call up and order a pizza. The study identified 8 critical needs. This is good, too. Information about emergencies. Well, it's always about emergencies. When was the last time that the media did not come out when there was an actual emergency? Remember 9/11? Immediately, boom. I watched it live. I watched a plane hit live. The media has never had a problem with getting information about emergencies. They've never had a problem with that. When there's an emergency, immediately they go live. So why do we need to make sure that the media is getting out information about emergencies? They don't have a problem with that. The problem with the media is they just don't get out the truth. Emergencies and risks, health and welfare, education, transportation, economic opportunities, the environment. Like the media needs more help to talk about the environment. Because we all know that George Bush created global warming. And then the Tea Party, Tea Party just can't wait to fly up to the North Pole and just start shooting polar bears because it's still not warm enough yet, and they got to have all those polar bears die because that's their goal. And you know the Tea Party, they believe in the Second Amendment, and they just love to walk around like zombies shooting people because that's the only people that shoot people. Even though facts are that, well, all the mass shootings that we've had as of late have all been Democrats. But the Tea Party gets the blame for it. I wonder why that is. Gee, the Nazis never did anything like that, did they? No, it wasn't them doing all the horrible things. It was the Jews that were doing all the horrible things. It was the Jews that were the criminals. It wasn't the Nazis. It wasn't the brown shirts. It wasn't the SS. It was the Jews. They were committing all the crimes. They were the degenerates. Well, the Tea Party is the Jew of yesteryear. Today's Jew is the Tea Party. And this government is a Nazi government. I really don't care if people are going to get all up in arms and set themselves on fire over that. But if you cannot see the comparison between the Nazi regime and what's going on here today, you're not paying attention and you have no business being in the conversation. To be a Nazi does not mean that you're burning Jews. That's the only thing people know about Nazis. How can you people be so goddamn just completely ignorant? And you, Mrs. O'Reilly, a friggin' history teacher, how could you be so ignorant of Nazism? Jesus Christ, man. Nazism is tyranny. Nazi stands for the National Socialist Party. There have been tyrants on planet Earth since the very first government. You don't need to have the name Nazi to be a friggin' Nazi. It's a tyrannical government. That's what Nazi means. That's what Nazism is. It's a tyrannical government. But no, people don't see that. Oh, no, Nazis only just Hitler and SS and brown shirts burning Jews. That's it. That's the only thing Nazis are. Really? What about all the propaganda? Hmm? What about getting the citizens to turn on other citizens if they criticize the government? Yeah. You criticize Hitler? Yeah, guess what happened? You got in trouble. How about that filmmaker that made this spoof on Muhammad? How about him? Do you don't think that's Nazism, throwing him in jail? Because this government screwed up and purposely allowed Benghazi to be attacked and four of our American brothers to be murdered? So instead of them taking the blame for it, because they are at fault, they're the ones who did it. They're the ones who allowed it. Did they send anybody to help? No. They couldn't get there on time, even though we had ships all over the goddamn Mediterranean. We had ships on the west, and we had ships on the east, and we had ships on the north. We even had people in Tripoli. They had a plane loaded, ready to go to Benghazi. Were they allowed to go? No. Stand down. Stand down. We're just going to blame it on a filmmaker. Tell me that's not Nazism? I don't see how it's not. The study identified 8 critical needs. 8 critical needs. They're critical. To continue. Education, transportation, economic opportunities, the environment, civic information, and, drumroll please, political information. Gee, I wonder what that is all about. Political information. We just got done talking about a little bit of it. That's right. Save the Democrats' ass information. That's what it should be. It's not political. That's called propaganda. You understanding now, Mrs. O'Reilly, that Nazism is alive and well in the United States? Are you paying attention? Hell no, you're not. It's not difficult to see those topics quickly becoming vehicles for political intimidation. Really? No. According to Bill O'Reilly, that's not going to happen. We've got checks and balances. How can we have a vehicle for political intimidation when we've got checks and balances? And the president really believes he's doing the right thing for the American people, and Mrs. O'Reilly, she respects that. We've got checks and balances. That could never happen. For example, might the FCC standards that journalists must meet on the environment look something like the Obama administration's environmental agenda? Really? Might standards on economic opportunity resemble the president's inequality agenda? Of course we've got economic inequality. You're always going to have that in any, I don't care what country you are. And what does that mean, inequality? Words like inequality are subjective. It's whatever you want them to mean. And in this case, it's whatever the government tells you that they want you to think that it means. And you must believe it. And if you don't, you're a hater. You're anti-government. You're anti-Obama. We're anti-stupidity. We're anti-nonsense. We're anti-tyranny. And the war is still on. The war is on. And if anybody out there is afraid to fight, you need to get the hell out of the war. Get the hell out of the way. We don't need you. You're bogging it down. This fight is the most critical fight that this country has seen in anybody's lifetime. Yeah, World War II was a critical fight. You damn Skippy it was. And if we didn't fight it, we'd all be speaking either Japanese or German or both. But this fight isn't against the rest of the world. This fight is against ourselves. This is not the government's freedom. They do not have the right to take away our freedom, our rights, our liberties, all under the guise of our security, our critical needs, the critical information that the government must get out. I don't want to hear from the government. You said enough. Information, health and welfare, civic information. I wonder what civic information could possibly be. An enterprising regulator could run wild with a lot of these topics, said Mr. Pai. The implicit message to the newsroom is they need to start covering these 8 categories in a certain way, or otherwise the FCC will go after them. Imagine that if you don't print, you don't say what the government tells you to print or say, they're going to come after you. And again, Mrs. O'Reilly, you do not see that that's Nazism. How can that not be Nazism? That's what Nazis did. They did control the newspapers. They did control the film. They did control the radio. They controlled all communications. That's how they were able to take over the country as quickly as they did. We're going to fight you, Obama. We're going to fight you, liberals. We're going to fight you, and we're going to defeat you. You will not win. You can kill the American, but you cannot kill the American spirit, and we will not allow you to take it away from us. This fight is on. This war is on. And it is a war. And if you can't see it, you're going to end up getting trampled on, and you deserve it. You get no sympathy from me. If you can't see, the tyranny in this country, you deserve to be trampled on. You deserve to not have any of your rights. You don't deserve your rights. If you don't respect your rights, you don't deserve your rights. You do not deserve them. And if you can't respect the Second Amendment, it's obviously because you don't understand the Second Amendment. So if you don't understand something, don't talk about it. For Christ's sakes, people. Maybe take the goddamn time instead of open up your frickin' yaps. Oh, everybody needs a second point of view. You don't have a point of view. You cannot possibly convince anybody with half a broken wet noodle for a goddamn brain that you have a legitimate point of view when you don't even understand the goddamn issue. What's the matter with you people? Don't give me this. You need to listen to other people's point of view. No, I do not need to listen to other people's point of view. If they don't have a legitimate point of view, I do not need to listen to it. I am tired of listening to it. I've had to listen to it my entire goddamn life, and I am sick and tired of it. No more. Well, if anybody needs to listen to anybody needs to listen to another point of view, it's you frickin' liberals. You people need to shut your mouths. You cannot possibly learn. You cannot possibly grow. You cannot possibly mature as a human frickin' being when your goddamn mouth is like this. Jesus Christ, shut up one time. Just shut up for 5 frickin' seconds. You'd be surprised what you could actually learn in 5 seconds if your goddamn mouth is shut. Don't give me this goddamn nonsense. You need to listen to other people's point of view. No, I do not. If you have a legitimate point of view, yeah, I'll listen to you. But you don't have a legitimate point of view, so no, I am not going to listen to you. I've had to listen to you my entire life. You people need to start listening to us. And that's what you flat refuse to do. But you got no trouble calling us racist and homophobes and all this phobe and all that phobe. That goddamn idiot, Roseanne Barr. Jesus Christ, what a stupid human being that is. How the hell they can put that much stupidity into one frickin' human being is absolutely goddamn mind-boggling. Defies all laws of friggin' nature. Jesus Christ, what a stupid human being that is. The Koch brothers. You mean the Koch brothers, you idiot? And the Koch brothers are not the Tea Party. The Tea Party are people. These are the working class people. There is no one Tea Party. There are several Tea Party organizations. They're all controlled by themselves. There's no one vein that the Tea Party comes from. There's several of them. They're all over the United States. They're all over every frickin' state. Australia even has a Tea Party. Let me tell you something, Roseanne Barr, you hideous creep. And you're ugly, too. My God, what a hideous-looking creature you are. And your voice, for Christ's sakes, I can't even stand listening to it. Me, 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 me. The cake's ringing. Me, 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 me. How in the frickin' hell can you possibly expect anybody to take you seriously, Roseanne Barr, when you talk like a little mouse? Me, 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 me. I'm supposed to take you seriously? Well, first of all, your voice is so just irritating. I can't take you seriously on that. But if you had something intelligent to say, I might be able to. But when you have no idea what the Tea Party is about, and you're just going to sit over there and you're going to criticize what the Tea Party is about to Ted Nugent? I mean, my God. And thank God for people like Terrible Ted, man. Thank God for people like Ted Nugent. He's just an American like anybody else. He's speaking his mind. He's exercising his First Amendment right. He's exercising not only his right as an American, but his goddamn duty, his responsibility as an American citizen. But when you have these idiots like Roseanne Barr, who just simply doesn't understand it because she's so stupid, you cannot convince me that this woman is not stupid. You cannot convince me. If you listen to what this woman ever talks about, any kind of political issue, there is nothing but 1 ounce of stupidity coming out of that fat, and I mean fat, mouth of hers. I told you I wasn't going to be able to control myself today. I knew it. I'm going to blast off into Deep Space Nine, man. I swear to God, I'm going to friggin' ignite. Spontaneous human combustion, man. Well, look, if I'm the only one who's going to throw a fit over this, then I'm the only one who deserves any rights. And I'm going to fight. If I got to be the only one, if I got to stand up by myself and fight every goddamn liberal on planet Earth, then so be it. I'm not afraid. I'm not afraid to die on the battlefield fighting for what I know is right. I'm not afraid to do that. I am afraid of staying at home and dying in my bed because I was too goddamn lazy to get off the goddamn couch, turn off the friggin' Kim Kardashian show, and put down the bags of Cheetos. I don't even like Cheetos, by the way. We've got to get moving. I've already, Jesus Christ, I only got 45 minutes left. I swear to God, I thought I was only talking for 10 minutes. Unfrickin' believable. I knew it. I knew I was not going to be able to control myself today. Well, we need to open up my treasure chest. We got a hell of a lot more booty to cover here today. So let's open it up and get going. Oh, God almighty and sweet blue heaven on a crooked crutch. This just in. Joe Biden is an idiot. Wait till we get to that. With 2015 budget requests, King Obama will call for an end to the era of austerity. No, King Obama, you just called the end to the American Republic. And I just called to the beginning of the revolution. So again, King Obama, you want to dance? I'll bring the band. Let's boogie. This war is on and we will fight you. We will fight you with the truth. We will fight you with the vote. And if we got to fight you in court, we will fight you in court. But we will fight you. We will defeat you. Broward teacher arrested for forcing child to clean dirty urinal with his hands. First of all, if I was a kid and a teacher made me do that, I wouldn't have done it. I know, maybe it's me because I'm German, but I am one stubborn son of a bitch. If I'm not going to do something, I'm not going to do it, regardless of what anybody tells me. I don't let anybody dictate to me how I live my life or what I do. And your punishment? You can go straight to hell. You want that goddamn urinal clean with your bare hands? You do it yourself, you creep. Venezuela president threatens to expel CNN. I wish America would threaten to expel CNN, but that's a whole other story. Uninsured patients get better care than the insured. Gee, that's a surprise. That one threw me for a loop. CBS exclusive. Oh, God, this stupid de Blasio. Excuse me. I'm still sick. I'm 99.6. I'm in the high 90s, but I'm not 100% yet. This damn thing will just not go away. It's that Clinton flu, man. As soon as you think it's gone, it comes right back at you. But is it going to stop me? Is it going to deter me from fighting? Hell, frickin' no. I'm going to have to be dismembered into a million pieces before I stop fighting. I'm not afraid to step on somebody's toes, and I'm not afraid to slap somebody across a frickin' face. Screw civility. Civility obviously is not working. We need to turn up the heat. CBS 2 exclusive. De Blasio's caravan was caught speeding. Just like a day or two after he made this big, huge announcement that he's going to lower the speed limit in New York because I'm assuming it's unsafe and it's this and it's that. Well, first of all, you can lower the speed limit in New York all you want to. It's not going to stop anything. So it's okay for – this is another thing with the liberals. It's okay for them to violate any law, commit any criminal act that they want to. Just you can't do it. They can do it because, well, they won an election. Don't you know this, people? Don't you know that as soon as you win an election, that gives you special power? You're a little tyrant. Don't you know that? That's what it means. It says it right here in the Constitution. You win an election, you become a little tyrant. If you win a mayorship, well, you're the tyrant of New York City or whatever city you're a mayor of. If you're a governor, you're the tyrant of that state. And if you're the president, you're the tyrant of the entire country. Liberals, you're going to have a very rude and sad awakening. And that day is today. We're done with you. We're not going to comply with you anymore. We're not going to accept anything that you have to say. We are going to reject everything that you have to say. It's you that are going to have to listen to us. We're not going to pay attention to you anymore. We've listened to you our entire lives, and we're sick of it. We're done. You need to listen to us. Everything that we told you was going to happen when this president was elected did happen. Everything that we've told you is going to continue to happen will happen. Your policies don't work. Your ideas do not work. They're dangerous. They're expensive. People's lives, people's livelihoods, people's jobs, people's health care, their quality of life goes away every time a liberal gets a policy passed. Your days, your tyrannical ways are now over. We will no longer comply to your tyrannical ways. This is Fargan War. So let's start here now with this Joe Biden, for Christ's sakes, what an idiot. I don't know if you heard, but see, now it's no longer 7 million. Even though it should have been 50 million people, because we had 50 million people uninsured. Obamacare should have been out there working on those 50 million people. He could have opened up the coal industry, which he's pretty much shut down, or he didn't do it. He let the EPA do it. Which, us as American people, the public, how can we possibly sit by and allow the EPA? How can the Congress sit back and allow the EPA to make policy? Oh, that's right. Those policies were done with Nancy Pelosi, which we all know is just a lazy moron. She's an idiot. I mean, that woman is just, I mean, again, sheer stupidity. They just want the control. They just want the power. They're not interested in how it affects the American people. They're not interested if it benefits America, benefits the American people. If it benefits them, then that's okay. That's a good policy. But if it benefits the American people, well, it's got to be racist. It has to be. It has to be misogynist, too. And homophobic. Got to be that, too. It's got to be. Because if it benefits somebody, well, it's got to be discriminatory. So, Biden's having a meeting with, I don't even remember who the hell it was. Did he even say in here? Let's see, the officials of confidently claiming Obamacare, blah, 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 that's what we talked about, blah, blah, blah. He was in Minneapolis. It looked like a cafeteria of some sort. So this is our vice idiot of the United States. Go ahead, go.
I think that although, you know, initially we talked about by the end of this period having 7 million people lined up, we may not get to 7, but we're going to get to 5 or 6, and that's a hell of a start.
Oh, yeah. We'll get to 5 or 6 million. And the other 45, 40, 47 million, screw them. At 5 or 6 million, they're going to get to. How many millions of people have already lost their health care because of Obamacare? Well, I think that number is right around 6 million. That's just that lost their health care just because of the law. What that doesn't cover are all the millions of people who lost their health care because Obamacare got rid of their job. They were fired. They were laid off. They lost their hours. So, again, they lost their health care. But those numbers aren't included in that. That 5, 6 million people that lost their health care is they lost their health care because their policy changed, what, over $5. So that 5 or 6 million people who lost their health care does not include all of those people who lost their health care because they lost their job or they lost their hours. So that number is much, much, much higher, especially since we have, what, 91.5 million people out of work? Mm-hmm. So how many people out there do you realistically think now do not have health insurance? A hell of a lot more than the 48, 50 million people that he so-called claimed didn't have it before he rearranged this entire health care. We had the number one health care on planet frickin' Earth. And this jackwagon completely destroyed it, annihilated it, and you voted for more of it. I'm supposed to sit here and now listen to you? Listen to your point of view? Well, your point of view are the reason why this country's in the mess we're in today. So no, I am not going to listen to your goddamn lousy point of view anymore. Your points of view are dangerous. They're reckless. They're expensive. We're not going to listen to your points of view anymore. So liberals, just don't even speak to a conservative anymore. We're no longer going to listen to you. You need to listen to us. You got something to say to us? The only thing that you have to say is, I am now ready to listen. And then shut your goddamn mouth and do it. That's the only thing you have to say to us. We're no longer going to listen to your, oh, you got to listen to other people's points of view. How can you possibly have a legitimate point of view when you don't even understand the goddamned issue? I'm no longer going to be listening to your ignorance anymore. We're done with you people. We're done. You're done. So Joe Biden now, they're very proud they're going to get 5 million people to sign up for Obamacare. Well, they don't have anywhere near 5 million. They do not have 3.3 million people. They might have 3.3 million people who signed on to healthcare.gov to take a look at it. But they certainly don't have 3.3 million people actually physically enrolled in it and have paid for it. They don't have that. But it's all the Tea Party's fault. No matter what happens with this Obamacare, it's going to be the Tea Party's fault. Well, you know what? Go ahead and keep blaming the Tea Party. We're not listening to you anymore, okay? Deaf ears. You have nothing responsible, nothing intelligent to say. You have nothing responsible, nothing intelligent to bring to the table. In fact, us to listen to you? We already have. And you've screwed us and screwed us and screwed us and screwed us and screwed us. So now it's time for us to bend you over and screw you. But we're not about that. We don't want to screw you. We want to unscrew what you already screwed. That's what we want to do. We're looking for freedom for everybody, including your ignorant, frickin' ass liberals. Even you creeps, even you, Roseanne Barr, you hideous frickin' creature, we're looking to fight for your freedom, too. You goddamn ignoramus, maybe if you open up your goddamn brain once in a while and shut that fat frickin' yap, you might understand it, that we're actually fighting for your stupid ass. And you are stupid, Roseanne Barr. You are a stupid, stupid woman. Shut up. We are fighting for everybody's freedom. Not just the goddamn Tea Party. Not just the goddamn Koch brothers. But Americans. Yes, and that's true. It even means the black people. And the gay people. And the transcontinental gender people. Yeah, that's right. If you're a citizen of this country, we're fighting for your freedom. But you people are too goddamn obtuse because your mouth is running. Your ears are not open. Your brain is not open. You can't hear when your mouth is flapping. Even you, you hideous creature, Roseanne Barr, you stinky, smelly, I can smell you through the television. I know for a fact you smell. I know people who know you, and you do stink. They tell me. They say the woman just smells like just like bad BO and just very unclean. I mean, do you make enough money? Can you buy a bar of soap? You look dirty. You look like a filthy, dirty skank. You've got to smell. Had enough of her. I'm going to puke. With 2015 budget requests, Obama is now calling for the end to the era of austerity. Well, no, he didn't have to call for it. Those 28 goddamn treasonous Republicans who allowed the Senate to pass their little bill and the House to give the president an open checkbook. They're the ones responsible for this. They're the ones who ended the era of austerity. I haven't even read this yet. I'm afraid to read it. I'm afraid I'm going to blast off, but we got to get this done. We got to read it. We got a half hour. We got plenty of time. Take a shot of grog here. I don't think there's enough grog on planet Earth. It's going to help me get through this day. I know it. I know it. I'm not going to be here Monday. I'm going to have to do my show from planet friggin' Mars. Because that's where I'm headed, man. President Obama's forthcoming budget request will see tens of billions of dollars in fresh spending for domestic priorities while abandoning a compromise proposal to tame the national debt in part by trimming Social Security benefits. Well, first of all, there is so much more to trimming the national debt than Social Security benefits. There are so many more things that we could be screwing around with than Social Security benefits. Even, I'm not saying Social Security benefits don't need to be trimmed. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. But there are so many other things that we could be controlling spending on. More important things. Like one, $677 million goddamn dollars to build one website. One! One! Not 1,000 websites. One! $177 million? Jesus Christ! I built my own website on GoDaddy. I didn't spend anywhere near $677 million. I'm sure GoDaddy could have built him a website that would have been much more effective than this one we have now. The one we have now isn't effective. Does it work? If you're Spanish, you got to pay for health care with your female cousin. And that translation was done by, according to Kat Sebelius, done by professionals. If they were done, if this was done by professionals, don't you think they would have got the right word, instead of female cousin, to pay for your health care? How about those professionals you got to build the website that hasn't been completed yet? It's going to have to be. Look, Obamacare is going to implode on its own. It can't function on its own. It just simply can't. Doesn't matter how much billions of dollars and trillions of dollars that this administration is going to dump into it. It will never work. So why do we keep spending it? What? It's going to implode. But after it's already imploded, there's going to be nobody with health insurance. Very few. So what did this really do? Huh? Again, liberals, you understand now why we're no longer going to be listening to you? Your policies don't work. They're dangerous. They're expensive. They do cost people's not only livelihoods, but their lives. Your liberal policies have destroyed the quality of life in this country to the point where it just simply is almost damn near non-existent. How many more cities across the United States do we need to have like Detroit? Detroit's embarrassing. I mean, that's embarrassing to allow a city of like Detroit? You realize how much history is in Detroit? American history. You realize how much American history is in Detroit? Just in the car industry alone. Just in the car industry alone. You don't think that car is a part of history? Not only American history, but world history? And we just allowed that city to go completely bankrupt? Well, we didn't allow it. The Democrats did. They kept voting for more Democrats and more Democrats and more Democrats until the city was completely destroyed. But, of course, the Republicans get the blame for Detroit. There was one Republican in Detroit. That one rogue Republican single-handedly brought down the entire goddamn city. And that fat frickin' creep over there on MSNBC, what the hell is his name? I'm trying to think of his stupid name. Oh, Ed Schultz, that's it. He's another one of those creeps. You and Roseanne Barr, won't you get together and have a little stupid fest? Two are perfect for each other. He's over there blaming the Republicans for Detroit because the Republicans are the ones who took all the businesses from the United States overseas, which he obviously didn't do his homework, which when does a liberal ever do their homework? Seriously, when does a liberal ever do their goddamn homework? It might mean they have to turn off the Kim Kardashian show, and they can't have that. She's important. Well, let me tell you something, Mr. Schultz. I guess we can call him Mrs. Schultz now, too. So let me tell you something, Mrs. Schultz. It was you, the Democrats, who forced these businesses to go overseas. They cannot conduct business in the United States. You can't conduct business if you can't make a profit. That's the whole purpose of being in business, is to make a profit. If you don't make a profit, you're not going to stay in business. See, a business is not like the government. You understand? You can run the government into the ground, and all you got to do is keep raising taxes. Well, you can't do that with a business. If a business doesn't make a profit, they go out of business. So you, the Democrats, force these businesses to go overseas with all your rules and regulations and fines and stipends and this and that and all these other rules. I would have gone overseas too. How can you blame somebody who wants to keep their business in business? How can you blame them? How can you blame them from going overseas? If they're not allowed to conduct business in the United States without going bankrupt, what else are these businesses supposed to do? Do you even understand that, Mrs. Schultz? Of course you don't. Again, you didn't do your homework. It's just the Tea Party. It's just the right's fault. Well, look, we blame you for a lot of things, but we back up what we blame you for. You don't back up what you blame us for. It's just the right's fault. The Tea Party underfunded Obamacare. But did Zeke Emanuel give any examples of how Fox News underfunded Obamacare? Hell no, because he doesn't have any. It's not about the facts. It's just about the accusation. You go out, you accuse somebody right off the bat, boom, and then they can't argue back because you've already put that accusation out there. You got to be careful playing that game, liberals. You liberals don't realize just how you don't realize just how on the edge you really are. And yeah, you're going to fall. And it's a pretty steep fall. So keep it up. I'm going to be there to watch you fall. And if you think for one goddamn second I'm going to go down there and help pick you up, you better think that one all the way through. If you're going to allow yourself to fall off the goddamn cliff, you're going to have to pick yourself up. And you're going to have to crawl all the way up that goddamn cliff if you want to get to the top. And you're going to have to do it on your own. I will give you no help, no assistance. None of us will. This is war. You started it. Now it's up to us. We will finish it. And we will finish it. You fired the first shot. We're going to fire the last. So the only way you want to end this, you want to end this peacefully, you want to end this the right way, shut up. So President Obama's forthcoming budget request will seek tens of billions of dollars in fresh spending. Oh, it's fresh, all right. Oh, is it fresh? For domestic priorities? I wonder what domestic priorities he's talking about. Maybe he needs tens of millions of dollars to, he's got to repay another company to fix Obamacare, or the healthcare.gov website. But I wonder what those other tens of billions of dollars are going to go to for domestic priorities. What does that mean? I don't like these general terms. They scare the living hell out of me. Obama will call for an end to the era of austerity that has dogged much of his presidency and to his efforts to find common ground with Republicans. Well, you found common ground with 28 Republicans. They gave you that open checkbook. But the rest of us, you have no common ground with us. Refuse to have any common ground with you. And austerity that has dogged this presidency, really? $10 trillion in debt? And that's dogged his presidency. Austerity, really? Who wrote this goddamn article? Instead, the president will focus on pumping. But all right. Pumping new cash into job training. Haven't we heard that for the past 5 years, actually 7 years, 2 years when he was running for office in 2007? Early childhood education, what the hell is that? What is early childhood education? Preschool? I never went to preschool. Is preschool really important? Well, of course it is, because the parents don't want to, they don't want to be around their kids. It's a hassle. They got to go to work. Most of these people now, most of these parents, have to go to work. They got to go to 3-4 jobs. But what is early childhood education? Shouldn't that come from the parents, though? Seriously. Shouldn't early childhood education come directly from the parents and not from the goddamn government? I mean, I'm just saying. Don't you think that it's the child would be much more intelligent if they had the parents teaching their children early on instead of throwing them into a goddamn classroom with nothing but just pure freaking socialist liberalism being taught and indoctrinated in the schools? Don't you think that that child would have much more education if they were taught at home at a very early age? I mean, I'm just throwing that out there. I mean, just kind of a, you know, food for thought. And other programs aimed at bolstering the middle class. Oh, it's always fighting for the middle class. I mean, I am so sick and goddamn tired of hearing that. Every time I hear a goddamn politician, oh, I'm going to fight for the middle class. That's a son of a bitch that's lying to you. Anybody who comes out and says they're going to fight for the middle class, that's a son of a bitch you don't vote for. That's a creep. That's a liar. You don't vote for somebody who's going to come out there and say, I'm going to fight for the middle class. Well, how about the lower class? What about them? When's somebody going to fight for the lower class, huh? And what does that mean, middle class? What the hell does that mean, middle class? Fight for the middle class. Shut up. Providing Democrats with a policy blueprint heading into the midterm elections. If we do not win the Senate in this midterm elections, we do not gain more houses, or more houses. We do not gain more seats in the House. And we do not gain the Senate. We've lost our country. We've lost. There will be no room for civility. We will not be able to win this war in a civil matter if we lose the Senate. The only way we're going to ever win is we're going to have to go to an on-scale full war with guns and bombs and all this other crap, which is exactly what this country does not need. We cannot afford it. There's going to be too many lives lost. We don't need it. I'm trying to avoid an all-out, freaking full-scale, bloody war. But these liberals are doing everything they can to push us into that. Well, that's really what you want, liberals. You really want a bloody frickin' gun war. Bombs and guns and people dying and people getting killed. If that's really what you want, you son of a bitches are really going straight for it. You are full speed ahead. And you keep asking for stuff like that, Democrats. You will get it. Not can or may, but you will get it. I'm trying to avoid this. Me personally, I don't think our country needs a goddamn bloody war. We don't need another goddamn civil war. But you're asking for it, Democrats. You're asking for it. You keep asking for it enough times, somebody's going to give it to you. Then you're going to lose, and you're going to lose big. A lot of people are going to lose. This country's going to lose. How long did it take for this country to really heal after the first Civil War, huh? Some people might even argue that we haven't completely healed yet. I'm not on that camp, but I guess I can, you know, see parts of the argument, but not really. But then again, have we really healed? Think about it. We're right back where we frickin' started from. Absolutely ungoddamn believable. And we didn't have to go here. We did not have to get to where we are here today. We did not have to go down to this direction. But far too many people out there flat refused to not vote for Barack Obama simply because he was black. All you white people out there who voted for this man, so you could tell all your black friends and tell all your other little white friends out there, look at me, I'm not a racist, I voted for a black man. Well, that makes you a racist by voting for the guy just because of the color of his skin. Maybe if you took time and understood what the hell this goddamn creep was all about, you wouldn't have voted for him. Maybe if you people took the time to understand what all these creeps in the Liberal Party are for, you wouldn't vote for them. Maybe some of you people, especially on the right, would take time to vote, find out who these people on the right are, you wouldn't vote for them. Well, I never expected you, Daryl Issa, to stab us in the back like this. I didn't expect Pete King either. But all these people are starting to show their true colors. Well, they need to go. Trey Gowdy, goddamn you, do not stab us in the back. Guy, I see, this is what I'm afraid of. I'm tired of having to praise these people. And I love Trey Gowdy. Trey Gowdy's my choice for Speaker of the House and has been for a number of years now, before John Boehner. I always liked John Boehner, but I never thought of him as a Speaker of the House. I never really thought of him as Speaker of the House. But yet, here he is. Here he is. You need to be fired, Mrs. Boehner. You've done a horrible job as Speaker of the House. You haven't been Speaker of the House. What have you done? What have you accomplished as Speaker of the House, Mrs. Boehner? Just like Hillary Clinton. Give me one thing Hillary Clinton has accomplished. One success. Well, give me one success that you've done, Mrs. Boehner. Just one. I'm not asking for a laundry list. I'm just asking for one. That's right. Nothing. Don't give me this crap going to bolster the middle class. I'm going to fight for the middle class. The next time a politician says they're going to fight for the middle class, that's the person you don't vote for. You get the politician that says, I'm going to fight for each and every goddamn American, whether they're in my state or not. This bill does not benefit the entire country as a whole. I'm not going to vote for it. That's the candidate that I want into office. Again, you do not need to have a college education. You do not need to be a lawyer. You do not need to be a doctor, a military officer, a businessman. You do not need to be a professional of any kind to be a member of Congress. All you need is one little thing. It's called common sense. And you ask yourself one question. Every bill that comes across your desk, you ask that question. How does this benefit the American people? How does this benefit America? And if the answer is it doesn't benefit America, it doesn't benefit the American people, then you vote no. You do not ask, how does this benefit me? Will I win the next election? Will I make more money by this because of all my other investments? How is this going to benefit me? Oh, it does benefit me. And it benefits the party. I'm sick and tired of politicians worried about how it's going to benefit the party. And I'm sick and tired of the goddamn media. Well, how does this affect the Democrats in the midterm elections? How does this affect the Republicans in the midterm elections? When is anybody going to say, how does this benefit America in the midterm elections? Well, I'll tell you how it benefits America in the midterm elections. You vote for those 28 Republicans and you vote for a Democrat, you'll see how it benefits you. You'll see it firsthand. And if you hadn't had enough of government benefits is very sarcastic, by the way. If you haven't had enough of government benefits, then you deserve more of it. But us who have had enough of these so-called government benefits that hasn't benefited anybody, we've had enough of it, and we're not voting for it, and we've had enough. Yeah, the war is on. We're no longer going to listen to you people. We're done with you. You need to start listening to us. We have been forced to have to listen to you and put up with your nonsense and your crap. Well, those days are over. That day ended today. Today, it's done. It's over. You're done. You are over. You are going to have to listen to us. This war is on. We're in charge. You're done. What the hell else did we got in here today? Let's find out about this teacher here. We're running out of time, but that's all right. The Broward County teacher arrested for forcing child to clean dirty urinal. A Broward County charter school teacher is facing battery charges after she allegedly forced a 10-year-old student, 10 years old. Surprised he didn't call the goddamn steroided up junkie cops to come in there to arrest this 10-year-old. Forced a 10-year-old student to clean a dirty urinal that she thought the student clogged. Jennifer Forshee, who teaches third grade at Broward Community Charter School, according to the school's website, is accused of battery on a child by exposing the child to urine. According to the arrest report, Forshee accused a 10-year-old boy of clogging the drain and a urinal in the boy's bathroom. What was she doing in the urinal in the first place? Why was she in there? Police say she ordered the boy to use his hands to remove the paper towels filled with urine from the unknown students. If that was my child, I guarantee you that bitch would be in a pool of her own blood. I wouldn't wait for the police. Somebody's going to do something like that to my child, I really don't care. I may be going to jail, but that bitch is going to go into the ER. And I really don't care. I mean, enough is enough is enough is enough. And if you people are going to allow your teachers to do this kind of stuff to your children, then don't have any children. If you're not going to protect your child, you're not going to pay attention to their child, what your teachers are teaching your children, you don't need to have kids. You got a free abortion now with Obamacare. You don't need to have kids anymore. If you're not going to take care of them, don't have them. I mean, I'm not saying that this is, I'm not blaming the child student. I'm just talking in general here. Parents need to take a much more proactive role in their child's education. That's the point that I'm trying to make. And I'm sure the parents were pretty pissed. This guy had this kid has a father. I haven't read the story yet, but if he has a father, I'm sure that father is pissed. I'm sure that mother is pissed. I'm sure even if he doesn't have a mother or father, if he's just got a guardian, I'm sure that guardian is pissed. I would go completely physical on this woman. A man or woman. I don't really care who you are. Just because you're a woman? What does that mean? Well, you can't hit a woman. Really? So the woman can make your child reach in there and get a incurable disease? You can get botulism, get all kinds of diseases? That woman's killing your kid? And you can't physically attack her? I don't think so. I don't care if you're a woman or not. Man, woman, or child, a beast. You attack my kid, you goddamn Skippy, you're going to get an attack from me. Period. No chivalry involved in this. Not when it comes to my child. No way in hell. Look, people, I'm sorry. You may think that I sound angry and I'm violent. I'm not. It's not about violence. It's not about anger. It's about standing up for what is right and no longer putting up with the BS. That's what this is about. And when I'm talking about a war, I'm not talking about killing people. I'm trying to avoid that. But there is a war going on. And it is a fight. And if I have anything to say about it, we're going to win that fight. And if I got to win this goddamn war on my own, so be it. Again, I'd rather die on the battlefield fighting for what is right than die at home sitting on the frickin' couch watching the Kim Kardashian show. Because I'm too goddamn lazy to get off that couch and do something. That's one thing I've never been, is lazy. So I don't know what it's like. That's about all we have here today, and I'm pissed off. I'm going to be ruined for the rest of the day. But that's all right. I got a whole weekend to clear my head with this crap, but it'll never happen. Again, as long as there's one liberal on planet frickin' Earth, there's always going to be a war somewhere. We'll see you back here Monday morning. Have a great weekend, everybody. Goodbye!